Sunday, 2nd of May, Lag BaOmer, Yehudah-Baruch Lieberman.
The weather today is not so conducive to Lag BaOmer, nor is my voice to giving a shiur, but like you say, in England, the weather changes, and maybe we'd see after Shmaya, my voice will make it through. But the emphasis of the fire at Lag BaOmer is not just the physical fire, of course it represents a much deeper fire. Let's try, at least on a Poshta level, to have a look at Lag BaOmer, to try and feel what it's about, what it represents. What is this day? Shishkin Yom Tov, Psal Minig. It's an interesting year. Where does it come from? What is it? And what does it mean to us? What are we meant to be doing here today, Lag BaOmer? The whole thing is interesting. You know, what the Shorish of Lag BaOmer? So the two main inyonim of Lag BaOmer is one, as Chabas says, the Rosh says, that post-Kamilomus, we know that the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, 12,000 Chavrusas. Think of a yeshiva with 12,000 Chavrusas. You mean to live? You're split up. You don't see everyone. There's thousands. Here we're talking about 24,000 Talmidim. And all of them were Nifta. All of them were Nifta in Pesach Latzeris in such a short time. It's in Yenna Tkufa, the Tkufa of Yemei Ha'ina, and we're told the Poskim Ilams, so in those days they weren't Nifta on Yom Tov Shteita. It's unthinkable what type of epidemic it must have been, what it mean push it. And when they're gone, it's not just the tragedy of so many lives lost. As the Gemara says, the world was shomei, the world was desolate, there was no Torah. All the Talmid HaChacham, all the great Talmid Rav Akiva were gone. That was the tragedy of Yom Ha'im. It's such a shock to the system, such a tzorah by Klal Yisrael, that to this day we're made avelus because of that tragedy, because of the terror of Talmid Rav Akiva. And now, unlike Borima, Poskim Ilams, that's one Indian. Baruch Hashem, it stopped. The second Indian, of course, is it's the Hesbet, the Yod site of Rav Shem Ba'Yechai. Rav Shem Ba'Yechai was nifta unlike Borima. And as it was Nifta, it was Megala, Sobis, Atela, Secrets of Taylor, and Mamela, there was a fire that came down, and Mamela, there's an Indian, people go to his cave, and there's a shawl, it's a grace of Zach, like Bohemian, there's his role, there's one Yontov, there's the Yerushalayim, Yingelach, already straight after Pesach, maybe not before, and they're collecting wood, it's a gans of matzah, it's a gans of, the minig is a stark minig there, and the umizinkt. It's in Nigunim, Bar Yechorim, Shechta Ashrechovs, and Gans and Matzah, the Yotzeh from Shem Ba'Yechai. Those are the two main reasons. Now, besides from the fact that those reasons themselves are very, very difficult to understand, we'll see in a moment, the question is, are these two unrelated sivas, two unrelated causes that happen to come together on one day? Or is there a deeper connection between the Poskim Ilamos, the fact that the Kibbutz Talmidim stop in Lifter, and the union of the Yortzeit of Rav Shem Ba'Yechai. Okay, we'll have a look. That was the whole thing of the Yortzeit. Go ahead. The Chassidim of the Yortzeit, Andrew, I'm not so fussy about Yortzeit, but the Klal Yisrael should celebrate the Yortzeit. Which other Yortzeit do we celebrate? Moshe Rabbeinu, Esha. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's Hazit? It's a times. That's Andrew is fasting. That you fast some fast on Zayin Adar, which is the Yortzeit Moshe Rabbeinu. And here, or the song of Simcha, Umetans. Since when do we sing songs for Satana? So what's going on here? Where is this? What happened here? What is so significant suddenly about the Yortzeit of Atana? And the other reason, also is very difficult to understand. Poskim Ilamos. Right. Poskim Ilamos. Normally, when you have a tragedy, so there's Avelus. When the tragedy stops, the Avelus ends. There's nothing to celebrate. What's even more shocking is it's a Gash of the Achrinidask. That's a shocking Gash. It's a Gash. If you think about it, it doesn't seem to make any sense. How many of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim were Nifta? Every single last one. They were all Nifta. It was 24,000. So they all died. So Pashtetzach had stopped. What do you expect? There's no one else. And that we should celebrate. Because the last one has finally been Nifta. Now we should celebrate. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the Chachmon of Islam? They're liquidating a ghetto. And the Germans are set on this, that they're going to kill every single Yid from the Judenrecht. And they finally finish. And Shai, let's celebrate. The Shai is finished. There's no more Yidden. Chachmon of Islam. That's something. What's the silch here? Versteht sich, the last one's gone. So it's a paskim in us. It's a turn. It's mamash abkailo. So there's many inyonim we could go into, and there's very, very many deep inyonim, very deep ideas that are associated with like buying a inyonim. But that's the hoich inyonim. Let's take a very simple, basic approach to looking at Yemei Ha'ima, understanding what the avodah of Yemei Surah Ha'ima is, how it's relevant to us, and then we'll see, even on that level, there's some magic, some connection we can have with this Nerudiga, Tzkufa, the Tzkufa of Surah Ha'ima, and even with a little bit with today, with Lag Ba'Ima. You think of Surah Ha'ima, it's an interesting mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? What do we do? What do you have to do, like Bo'ima? Surah Ha'ima? What do we do? We count Svira. What does it mean, Masons? What are we doing? What's the significance? What's the meaning? On a simple level of counting days. When it comes to Tefillah, so we stand up and we say, Rebbein Hashem, please help me. There's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do it. We understand that Tefillah is meaningful. That's Hayat Shema is not a Tefillah. We're not asking Hashem for something, we're not even praising Hashem, but we're going to have a Malch Hashanah, we know what we're saying. Here, what's the meaning? We count the days. What's that? What's the significance of that mitzvah? Push the level of Tanya Mitzvahs. What's that Hashanah want us to think about, to feel, to relate to during this kufa? We're counting the days. Shlein Svarim HaKadoshim HaPoshta Zach, Nuridig Zach. One of the kashas. Svarim HaKadoshim is a Poshta Stira in the Pesukim. How many days do we actually count? Sheva, Shabbos, Tzimimis, Shabbat. You've got to count seven weeks. 7 weeks, 7 times 7 is 49. It's a great mathematician for that. When states in Pesach, Tisperu, Chamishim Yoy. So are we counting 49 or are we counting 50? So it's Chanish Bechal Zehavid Yoy. There's many truths into this. One of the truths is negative. Shavuos is a Yoyim that is beyond Oynam Hazeh. It's a Yoyim of Matan Torah. Torah is something that doesn't connect to our guf. We're physical people, we're material people. What shaykhs do we have to a yoyim of Shavuos? On the Emes, they point out, there is no date for Shavuos. In the normal calendar, if you look in the calendar, you'll be flipping pages from today to tomorrow and don't find the date for Shavuos. Because Shavuos has no date. Because in the Seder's man of Abolim Hazeh, there's nowhere for Shavuos to come in. There is no date. Somehow, in reality, it happens to fall on the 6th of Nisan, because we have a set calendar, but in times of Chazal, it could have been on the 5th, could have been on the 6th, could have been on the 7th. There's no set date. So when is Shavuos? At the end of Sefiras Ha'Ima. If we create Shavuos, it'll be there. If we don't, it's not there. You can't just walk into Shavuos. Shavuos doch matan Torah. You can't just connect to Torah. We're living in Chai Olam, as they were suddenly going to get to. It wasn't Shaykh. The only way to create a Matan Torah is to build up and to count day by day. And that's the first significance of counting, that we're building up, we're creating a new Zaman. And that Zaman we create, Hayoyim, Shloshim, Shloshim, the 33 days that we just are shopping. These are the Yomim that we're creating, we're building up a Matan Torah. And as much as a person has a sphere, that's how much you have a Matan Torah. As a leader, you're chiddush in that. Then you have to get somewhere very, very high. And you can't reach. I can't jump that high. What's the answer? What's the solution? How do you get somewhere? You go very high, an office on a 3 floors high. So you want to get there, and you can't jump. What do you do? How can I? Look, you see how big my legs are this big. It's as far as I can get. How am I going to get so high? What's the turret? What do? Steps. We split it into pieces. And really, chiddush steps. Steps. Take one, so I can get there. From there, I can get further. So from one, you build onto the other. If you wanted somebody to make you stairs to get to the third floor, taka, and he built most of the stairs, but not the first, he leaves out the first few. So he said, look, you're going to pay me for most of the job. At least I did most of it. What do you tell him? It doesn't help me. I can't get there. I need each step. That's the chiddush of steps. You can't leave out some in the middle, not some at the end, and not some at the beginning. If you want to hear, if we think about in life, what represents that concept of not being able to get to something suddenly, but having to go through stages, that's what counting is about. You can't get to 5 unless you have 4. You can't get to 11 unless you go up to 10. And 40 comes after 30. And 50 comes after 40. You can't get there in one stage. Those sugiv spheres count. We're building up. When you're creating, attack, you can't get there. It's often like that in Madrigas and Ruchnias. So I can't be there. Of course you can't be there. Well, I can't get this done, but I can get one step further. That step's my achrayis. From that step, we can get another step, and that's why we can never know how far we can get in our belief. We can't picture where we'll be a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, because all I can see is the next step. But if we take the next step, that opens the opportunity of the step after that. It's only possible to get there if we go step by step. That's the posture of Tanya Sfirot Zayimah. And as much as we're Oibik Bina Sfirot, that's how much we'll have a Shuas. The Bina Shalach Kodesh brings to Chazal, like Miri de Galoshin. Somebody, he says, is talking about a minute of learning those Shuas. Somebody who counted Sfirot Zayimah comes into Shuas. Such a person should learn those Shuas. And Shana Shuas de Galoshin. Somebody who's been through Sfiras Oima properly becomes a Shvuas de Gamesh. On Shvuas, it's Yoy Matan Tira Seinu. The Rebbein Shlem is Mashpia every year, a Matan Tira. Shvuas has no gvulos, there's no limits to his Ashpah. The Ashpah pours down. So how much Tira will we get Shvuas? Depends on one thing. How much of a Keli do we have to get it? When Elisha Anovi was going to make the nest for the wife of Ebadiah, he said, I'm going to make a nest, I'm going to make a remarkable nest. The oil will pour and pour and pour. But before I start, he said, I want you to do something. Go around and borrow empty kelim. Because the oil will pour, but you have nowhere to put it. You won't have the oil. We need the kelim to be mekabel. That point of Yemei HaSfira is to prepare as a kelim, that we should have a clay kibul. When the Matan Torah comes, when the Shefa comes, the Rosh Baruch Hu gives us the koyach to mechadish kibush Torah for the rest of the year, we should have the kelim that we need to be mekabel that Torah. The Matan will be the Kabbalah Torah, that's Toriyamas. Notice, what do we do? What does that mean? How does one achieve that? What are we meant to do in Yemei HaSfira? How do we build those steps? How do we open, how do we carve out a keli that would be mekabel to? That's sugya. There's a myriad of Rabbeinu Yena, very famous Rabbeinu Yena, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the fourth Perek of Avos. We said it yesterday, or we learned it yesterday, as we get meaning is some lame Perek of Avos, say Perek of Avos. Then Zayi Ma'ima, Ezel Chochom, Halei Mid Mikol Odom. What's that, Chochem? Chochem is somebody who learns from every person. For Ben Yena, a very strange measure of Chochem. How do we normally measure Chochem? We take a test. Take it for head. So in schools, they take a test. It's just the information, you know, just how much do you know? How much information is this kid packed into his head? On a deeper level, real fahers, you talk to somebody and learn it. You go to fahers in the olden days. Went to fahers, you spoke to somebody, you understood how well the person understands. So either measure the person's knowledge or the person's understanding. What's learning you come out of it to do that? So Rabbi Yenin, he brings it from Chachmei Omus. This is something I feel like Goy Feshtet. So Rabbi Yenin, Omu Chachmei Omus, Ke Ayudea Kol HaChochmas. Somebody who knows all the chochmas, he's a bocky and maths, and physics and language, he knows everything. If he doesn't love chochma, if there's no interest in understanding, if he doesn't have a deep drive to get to the bottom of things, to make sense of the world around him, he's a tippish. A tippish with him, he knows a lot. Tippish with a remarkable understanding, but a tippish nonetheless. A chocham is somebody who has cheshuk. Achik sheinu oyev ha-chochma gihi adas, acho oyev oyso, umisav eileho. Somebody who loves chochma and has an interest in learning. Afo pi sheinu yedea klum. He doesn't know a thing. He's thick as two planks. He can't retain information. Nothing. He's not clever. He doesn't know anything. But so Rabbeinu Yona areize nikra chocham. He'll get to a true understanding of Chochma. It's an awesome Rabbi Yeh. Two people come into the Beis Medrash, they're sitting next to each other. One flying through Ktzei Sacheshin and Amish, top level learning, and the other one is busy trying to translate a piece of Gemara. And every third word he gets stuck, he has to look it up in the dictionary. And you think to yourself, sure, one's a Chochma, one's not yet a Chochma, maybe after 100 years. He'll get to the level of the eyes learning tzitz. Maybe he'll be a chacham like him, maybe not. Avinyan had a very different view of this situation. He also sees a Chochem and a Tipish. The Chochem is the one who's trying to read the Gemara, but he's so keen, and he's so interested, that he's willing to look up every third word in the dictionary. That takes perseverance, that takes an interest. He cares, he's interested, he wants to understand. Avinyan would have given him a label Chochem. And the fellow next to him, Nishnish, he comes in, he might as well learn something. He enjoys learning a bit, but he has no avo for Chochmah. I don't say everyone is learning Ktzais like that. But if this person who's learning Ktzais doesn't have cheshik and interest and just happens to be learning, he may have a lot of knowledge of how Chochom is enished. Which means, and it's very interesting, it means if a person wants to become a Chochom, a great part of the becoming a Chochom actually takes place before he gets the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe there's a Beis HaMusa where he works on this, then a way he develops this. But before you get to the Beis HaMikdash is where you get the Shem Chochom. By the time you get there, it's just applying either the Chochmah or whatever. If a person's a real Chochom, he wants Avos HaChochmah, an interest in understanding a real Chochmah. We know that it's Chochmah Satira. Interesting, in Mishlei, right through Mishlei, it talks about Chochmah and it always means Torah. There's no Chochmah Satira. Chochmah is Torah, and Kamakomo, but a person has a real desire to understand the world, needs to understand the meaning, depth, and purpose of this world, and that's only available in Divrei Torah. So a person who really wants to understand, is interested in Divrei Torah, this is Achrayim. It's not surprising then that development comes before the Beis HaMikdash. It's how much a person is shaykh to Chochmah, how much of an interest a person has in Chochmah. Let's have a look at, an example of that. What drives this Avos HaChochmah? What would make a person be Oyev Chochmah? Why would a person be interested? It's because he knows Ma'ilas HaTorah. He understands that Torah is the most valuable kinyan. Knowing and understanding is the deepest way of developing who the person is. We tend to value people by various standards. The real value of where a person is how shaykh he is to Chochmas HaTorah, how much dveikus he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we forget that sometimes. We forget that we say every morning, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and we stop and think about what it means to have done a mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, the schar he gets is lanetzach. It's forever and ever and ever. It's beyond all the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, all the achievements of Olam Hazeh. It's one mitzvah. And kol chafetzecha liyishuva shteit nishalmi afilu chetzi shemayim. The limud HaTorah is greater than all the mitzvahs put together. So start thinking about Ma'ilas HaTorah. If we have that, if we know the nechamadim nizahav that is more genuinely more important than money, for shteitzach we'd be running. So the avoid of Rabbein Yon, if you want to do it in a ma'isa, what does a person do to develop that chochmah? It's appreciating the quality and the importance, the ma'ilah, the roimus of Asik HaTorah, how much it changes a person, every tesis that he learns, every mishnah that he learns. If a person had that, he wouldn't waste a minute. It makes a difference whether a person's in yeshiva, in business, wherever he is, training, a busy day, a not busy day, every yid can become a masjid. We become a masjid if we have cheshik. And it makes no difference of how much time, but if in the aim of the shaylas, how much shaykhs we have to learning. Our shaykhs to learning is totally on one thing, the cheshik, the avo, the interest, the recognition, there's nothing greater. Let's just take one mishnah, which is it's just an interesting bit of this sugya. The mishnah says, it's also in the fourth period of Avos, it was yesterday's period, Kribi Lozman Shamor, Hime Yikvoy Talmidcha Chodiv Alecho Kishalach. The covenant of your Talmud should be as important to you as your own. The covenant of your chavrusa should be the same as the fear of your rebbe, Meir Rabbach Kamer Shemai. And when you start this Mishnah, Yechvei Talmud Chachav Balachu Kishanach, it sounds like a Ben Odom Mechaveh with the Yisugi. Go to Talmud, don't be Mesalzel, don't be degrading to your Talmud, Yechvei Talmud Chachav Balachu Kishanach. If you learn it properly, you see this Mishnah isn't about that. The Mishnah is about giving value to Torah. That's the rest of the mission. Moira Raboch Kemoira Shemayim is a vote in a river. Kvod Chavercha Kemoira Raboch. That the Tzionta brings, it's because Yechava also, if you're learning with him, he also is a Shaychus to Torah. If a person really values learning, then he knows that his connection to his Rebbe is Kemoira Shemayim. He knows that just like a Kodesh Baruch is the source of his kiyum, his Rebbe is the source of his kiyum, because Torah is everything he is. And then he values even the Torah is Chavrusa, And even the Torah of his Talmud. His Talmud also adds to his Torah. The Talmud Ayin Simikulon. The Sugis, it's nerdic how much the Torah expects us to value Torah. There should be a kavod even to a Talmud, because he helps me. You learn with someone, you have a chavrusa, somebody who mamash is well below your learning, your level of learning. But you learn with him, you help him along. He also helps you get clear. There should be a kavod at Torah to a Talmud. Where do we learn this from? So look, it's interesting. If you think about the in the Bria, who's the antithesis of this koyach of Abba's Torah? If Abba's Torah comes from Erech Torah, from the value, from giving importance, from really realizing how serious Eitzik HaTorah is, there's one nation whose essence is to degrade, to denigrate, to make light of things that are important, not to take things seriously. Nothing's too heavy. And the notion of kovod means, what's the translation of kovod? Kovod. It's heavy. It's not something you push around. In Aramaic, it's also that way. Yokar is yokaru teferes gudul asa, means something that's beautiful, important. And yokiri in Aramaic means heavy. Something that's heavy is important. You don't push it around. There's one nation who holds that nothing is important. Who's that? Amalek. They're the latin, a latin, somebody who can make fun of anything. Amalek is the Osiris Am Kal, a nation where everything is light. The opposite of covenant. Amalek is no covenant. When Klal Yisrael were going to fight Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu sent to Yeshua, and the nusach that he used was B'char Lanu Anoshim. Go choose men for us. What do you mean us? Yeshua is a Talmud. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe. So to Rashi, here we learn. If you want to fight Amalek, you have to have kavod even for a Talmud. It is so important. The any relationship with Torah is so important, even a Talmud. That's the sugya of hearing what it means to be screaming, to have an erech, to give a value to Kedushas HaTorah, a value to Limud HaTorah, a value to every mashu, every knech, every quality of Torah that we can pick up. The sugya then of an Amalek is the opposite. So maybe think a nice from what it means, Chashivas HaTorah. There were refuseniks in Russia, a family of refuseniks. One of them was Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber. And maybe the Yid. Had a chib in the Yid. While he was in Russia, he studied Dafim and Dafim of Gemara. When his son came to the Mir Yeshiva, they came to Eretz Yisrael. He brought me a famous story. He brought me to Chaim Shulevitz. And he said he wants to join the yeshiva. And Chaim was kind of a heart. Kind of the boy who's escaped from Russia. He had such a ava to this bocha. But what can he do? He can't take a bocha into the Mir Yeshiva if he has no Kriya Gemara in his life. It's not his fault. It's Shleitzer. So he said, I'd love to take you in, but have you ever learned Gemara? And the bocha looked down and he's like, all embarrassed. And Chaim said, Chaim felt bad. I shouldn't have asked him that question now, is it? He said, I've only learned Noshim and Nezikin. Noshim and Nezikin. If I heard him, he knew it called. And Mavel and Arayim, the others too. I'm more responsible for Nachamais. Having been refused a visa for years, you know what it means to be refused, it meant no job, no parnosa, no medicine, no help. It was a disaster. You're trapped in. You know you're in a country you don't want to be, and you can't go anywhere else. They're persecuted and harassed by the police. It's a terrible matter to be in. Finally, they got their exit visas. Finally, they escape, and they're on the plane to Eretz Yisrael, and the plane touches down. We don't have words to describe that. Some people probably haven't ever experienced such a feeling of a push of freedom, of hatzlach, of success, of happiness, of pure joy. He comes into the airport lounge and he sees a yid with a kapel, and he pulls out from his pocket a folded piece of Gemara, and he runs over and he says, do you know pshat in this tosis? Where's the space in the heart for thinking about Torah when you've just landed in Eretz Yisrael after years of persecution? Those is Avos Torah. That means, despite everything you must have been feeling, there was something even more dominant, Avos Torah. And negatively. Where does this come from? Where's the sherish in Nishmas Yisrael for such a feeling? The chinuch points out that is the mitzvah of Sfira Zayim. Zot the chinuch. Pashut. Klal Yisrael, after 210 years of slavery in Mitzrayim, 210 years of suffering, mamish, killing their children, the ridiculous, autos, you mean that no identity of their own, complete slavery. Then the Rabban Shalom, the Yad Chazok of Israel, Tuyo, takes Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Can you imagine marching forward out of Mitzrayim? That's what we're talking about celebrating Seder night. Re-experiencing what it must have meant to walk out of Mitzrayim, free men, after hundreds of years of slavery. Not tens of years as a refusenik. Hundreds of years of slavery. And what was on their mind, says the Chinuch? How many days is it to Matan Torah? No, when are we going to get to Matan Torah? This is on the Shaila. How is the Shaykh? How do you have a cop for Matan Torah? You know what just happened? It's such an experience in the life of Klal Yisrael. And what's in the mind of Yadayid? Oh, this is just a means to get someone else. Never mind what you... Matan Torah. That is Adas Torah. So the Chinuch, that's the Avodah of Sri Yisrael. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we're not surprised. Of course, Yemei Sfira is not about learning Torah. There was no Torah to learn. They hadn't yet got Matan Torah. So I'll call Chavodah Sasvira, their clans from that Torah, which is the Shorish of all future generations, says the Chinuch, wasn't learning Torah, because they had no Torah to learn. The Avodah was Cheshik for Torah, an Erech for Torah, a value for Kedusha Satera, for Limud Atera, for Mitzvah Satera. That's the Avodah's Memela. That is before the Beis Medrash. It's before Shavuos. There's an Avodah day by day to build those steps, to carve out a Klei Kibbul. What's the Klei Kibbul? Cheshik, Ava, interest, a desire to learn Torah. It's not an easy thing to develop. You hear about Gedolei Yisrael had it. When you hear about the stories, you hear about people, that the cheshik that they had, they would run to the Beis HaMedrash, that they couldn't, that they would close the Gemara to do something, but they would have that thing in the place, and straight away flip back, not because they were frum, because they pashut loved Torah. Another word, Chadosh Chiddush Torah, so it's like a dance. They would dance from Simcha, with such a cheshik, such an album, we think. For us, it's a struggle to get to the Smedrash. Even when we get to the Smedrash, it's a struggle to open a Gemara. Open a Gemara, it's a struggle to learn. When we're learning, it's a struggle to concentrate. How are we ever going to get to that level of Avos Torah? The answer is steps. One step at a time. If we learn about the Milas of Torah, if we learn to value Torah, Memeila, it'll be Mesera. Memeila, it'll be Meschazik by us, the Cheshik of Torah. It'll take many years, maybe, but slowly we move forward. And if we're Zeicha to do it in Yemei Asvira, and through that, we get a proper Shavuos, then the Shavuos itself is Matanah from the Eibishter, which connects us to Torah. And next year, the year from Shavuos to Shavuos, becomes a year that's a little bit closer to Torah. Less of a struggle to get to Beis Medrash, less of an effort to get into a sugya. Torah is like that. More Torah breeds more Torah. More Cheshik breeds more Cheshik. The more a person learns, the more he works on his Asmada, the more he finds he has a Cheshik. It's something that builds itself up and befrat Bimei Asfira. And there was no surprise then. The Talmid Rabbi Kiva, Enkam Kemel Harech, but Rabbi Kiva was the beginnings of real Torah Shabbal Peh, the Sugi of Torah Shabbal Peh, the Gemara says in Menachos. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why doesn't give Torah to Rabbi Kiva? There was a Gilui of Torah that came to Rabbi Kiva. And if you want a Gilui of Torah, that will come Kalim. You need the Kalim to be Mekabel Torah. And what was the receptacle upon which the Torah would be Chal? The Kavod that Torah, the value for Torah. And by Talmid Rabbi Kiva on their level, of no Musig, who they were beyond, completely beyond our wildest imagination, their Gadlus. If you think of the greatest Gedolei Yisrael we know, and times that, infinite amounts you get to Talmid Rabbi Kiva. But we're told that Lefi Erkeinu was something. On their level, there was some chisaron in kavod atayra. Lo yino agu kavod zeh bezeh. The Marsha says mafurish there. Other mafurishim, it's not shayla benavul chaveri. It was a sugi of kavod atayra. What the chavrusa said wasn't important enough. What the rebbe said they would listen to. Their own Torah was a b'yena to be have cheshik enough that you care even for the connection of chavrusa. That wasn't there. If there's no kavod atayra in Yemei Asfira, there's a tremendous kitruk. And for cat. It was the schus of Yemei HaSfira that got them out of that. The fact that Rabbi Kiva could go to the Talmidim Shibadori, could go and teach the other five Talmidim was also a chiddush. Because what's a punkt, an oinish for these Talmidim that happened to come in Yemei HaSfira? It was because it's Yemei HaSfira. Yemei HaSfira demand that the person values Torah at the highest level, and they hadn't yet valued Torah. If they hadn't valued Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to have to wipe Torah out from Oinim. I said, I can't give Torah to an Oilom that doesn't value Torah enough. And that's why there was no Torah. Ha'olam Shomein, the fact that there was no Talmid Chacham left, wasn't an outcome of a punishment that happened to befall Talmid Rabbi Akiva. That was the Gzeira. The Gzeira was, I'm not giving any more Torah. But like Bo'ina, they were Zeicha through the fact that like Bo'ina is one of the pinnacles of Avodah Zasira in Kamakemoi. Marsha in Medkot says it's two-thirds of the way through. There was enough Avodah Zasira that it was shayach already to have a Kabbalah Satira. They got beyond that Chisaron in Kabbalah Torah. The Oinish had been fulfilled and Klal Yisrael had been shaken up enough to realize that they have to value Torah. And the Meila Rabbi Akiva was Zeicha to be Melamed those Chamash Talmidim Shebedorim. I mean, that's why there's a Simcha like Bo'ima. It's not punkt today that the Paschim in Amos. That represents a deeper move in the state of Klal Yisrael. We were ready to be Mekabel Torah. That's why it's not by chance. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, many years later, is Nifton like Bo'ima and reveals great Seidei Satira. Because there was enough of a Chashima Satira to be Mekabel those Seideis. One thinks about that. One thinks about the value of Torah, about how much we ourselves could change by creating an interest in Torah, learning Svarim that talk about the value of Torah, practicing, living a life of Asmada that brings a person closer to Torah, and the koyach that will be Zeicha Be'ez Hashem to Emes HaMachin Torah and a Kabbalah Satira on Shavuos, and that will get us from year to year, Yeruchim Echai Lachoi.